start with a little bit of music first. What?
Is that Eminem?
It sure is. With a piano. Alright, so I was just screwing around on YouTube and I found this guy, and it was from The Voice in Latin America somewhere, or Spain or whatever. And the guy's name is Vincent Vinell, Vincent Vinell. I'm going to go with that. And dude, he's playing Lose Yourself on a piano and singing it, not just rapping it. So kudos to that guy. One of the reasons why I wanted to play that in the first place, though, was to show that art is not just done one way. Eminem is a phenomenal rapper and artist, we'll call it. The guy knows how to flow. The lyrics are legit. He's smart. And his art becomes somebody else's art just by manipulating the way it's produced or performed. And I like that. And that, of course, that's the whole point of The Voice, is to take a song that already exists, to make it your own, and try something different. If you just go on The Voice and you recreate exactly what was already done, then you're just trying to be that artist. And while it's a nice homage, it always works out better when you change things. So it's very interesting that people can manipulate one song into something almost totally different. That's a rap. That is, you know, it's a deep rap that means a lot to the guy. But at the same time, this dude just turned it into a piano orchestra. And I cut out some of it, but he started off almost operatic, and it was genius. So anyways, that's a totally different kind of art. We're not going to get into that much. But what I wanted to get into is the I Draw Cars book. So stay tuned for this episode of Sketchbook Audio. It's going to be a blast. And meanwhile, if you're listening to this right now, you can also watch it live on my Instagram, sketchbook_audio. And then later today, I'm going to have a video going up, which won't be attached to the podcast, but it will be on Instagram. It's a video review of a awesome car that I am super stoked about. Many of you have heard me talk about it already. I will tell you it's French, and I'm pretty sure it's French for sexy. So let's get to that. We'll come back and first start out with this book. Stay tuned. Hey everybody, thanks for coming back. This is Sketchbook Audio. I am your host, Ryan Sketch. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, so we're not going to do too much of an episode here on the Sketchbook Audio podcast. What we're going to do is I want you to go over to the Sketchbook_audio Instagram page and check out the live cast that I just did, because it's a very special episode. We started talking about a tool that I absolutely love for drawing cars and how to learn how to draw cars, and it's called the I Draw Cars Sketchbook, I guess. I've been using one of these since 2011 when it first came out, and I've been using it ever since. I love these books, but you need to check out the video that I just posted on my Instagram page, sketchbook_audio, to find out exactly why it is such a valuable tool to have in your arsenal of sketching tools. With that said, though, I'm not sponsored by them whatsoever, but like I said before, I love the book. It is such a good tool. And the key thing about it is that it helps you practice, and it gets you interested and engaged in practicing. I mean, when you start this book, you just want to finish it. And then hopefully you will want to go and buy another one and keep them and be able to look back on them and see, how have I progressed? I actually had somebody today. Let me find out what his name was again. I believe his name was Simon. Or no, Connor. Connor. Sorry, Connor. Connor asked me if I could help him learn how to be an automotive designer and how to go about doing it, schools to go to, the tools of the trade. And I told him he needs to check out this video and check out the I Draw Cars book, because it's the simplest tool you could have. It's the biggest bang for your buck. Let's put it that way. So definitely go check it out. Both the book and the the live cast that I did on Instagram today. And I promise you will not regret it. Also, we have a special video that I'm going to put up on the YouTube channel where I'm going to review a awesome car that I love and I wish would come to the United States. I have a funny feeling it never will, but hey, in 15 years or so, I might be able to import it and just live out my fantasy that way. It's a French car, that is what I will tell you, but you're going to have to go over to my YouTube channel, which there will be a link for it on the Instagram page, sketchbook_audio. Look for the link in the profile, and you can go check out the video I am editing right now. And that's all I got for you guys today. So be good to one another. Like always, get your sketchbooks out. Go get the sketchbook if you don't have it. Stop listening to my podcast for a second. It's the only time I'll ever tell you to stop listening to my podcast. But stop listening. Go find this book, idrawco.com, and you can buy the book. Buy as many as you want. Buy as many as you can. And hey, if you leave me a message here on anchor.fm, or if you download the Anchor app, I will send you a copy of this book if you ask for it. But that is the only way you're going to get a free copy, is if you ask for it. So send me a message and we'll make it happen. The last thing I want to talk about real quick before we head out of here is something popped up in my news feed today, and it got me a little bit excited. Let me tell you real quick what it is. It is the Ford Bronco badge has just been revealed, as well as some other information that was pulled out of a Ford Sync kind of hidden file. It's the Ford Sync 3 infotainment system, version 3.4. And if you go to autoblog.com, you can watch the startup screen for the Ford Bronco, as well as see the new Bronco badge. It's very similar to the original. They kept it very classic and iconic, but it's a lot like what Ram did with their Ram head logo. They just made it a little bit more edgy, more defined, and beefed it up a bit, so to speak, to make it like a definitive Ram. Beyond that, the only other thing I wanted to mention, and I think you should check it out because it's such a cute little car, but Toyota's Copen GR Sport. I want one of these. I want like five of them. It's a tiny little roadster that's even smaller than the Crossfire, and it reminds me of what GM had way back in the day with what were they called? They were basically like Suzuki's, I think. Oh my gosh, I cannot remember the name of them. They had a Geo, the Geo Prism, the Geo Storm, the Geo Tracker, all of those. They had a little roadster like this, and it was cost effective. Probably not the safest vehicle in the market, but it was affordable and it was fun, and it got great gas mileage actually. So looking at this car, this is like that for the future or for the modern day. And I love it, especially since GR, their Gazoo Racing, put some touches to it. So it's like TRD, overhauled it a bit and made it you can fit a golf bag in here. Wow. I'm impressed. It's got really nice Recaro Sport bucket seats, a lot of Alcantara, some real carbon fiber on the dash, a pretty beefy fat steering wheel that I'm surprised is as boring as it is given the kind of car it is, but hey, they're probably trying to keep the cost down, and apparently a lot of ambient red lighting, which is great because what says sports car other than red ambient lighting? The Gazoo Racing badge, that helps. But it's a simple hardtop convertible that folds to the back in the trunk, and it just looks fun. This is going to be shown at the Tokyo Auto Salon. Or it already was. I don't know. But I think the Toyota Auto Salon is happening soon. I can't think right now, so because I'm just so amazed by this car. It just looks so much fun. We'll never get it here in the States, so I'm kind of oozing with jealousy. So anyways, check out autoblog.com for that Ford Bronco badge and the startup screen. It's pretty cool before they tear it down and it gets lost Actually, you know what? Ford will be revealing the Bronco, from what I've heard, in the very near future, hopefully November. So stay tuned for that. In fact, I'm going to actually post some renderings that some people that I've found over the past few months that I really like, and I'm really hoping that the Bronco looks like that. I can't tell you if I've seen it or not. All I can tell you is the renderings are pretty awesome, and I'm really excited about this vehicle. And I'm really excited about all of the little, like the technologies, the simple technologies that they're putting into this vehicle to kind of combat the Wrangler as best that they can, or best the Wrangler in whatever way possible. So they have all these patents that are going through the patent office right now, and it's really boiling up to be a pretty sweet vehicle if any or all of them get approved and go into production. So stay tuned for that. I will definitely have some coverage of the Ford Bronco, because that is going to be a very hot vehicle for Ford and possibly a major turning point for the company. Given that everybody loves crossovers right now, this could really mean a lot for Ford, especially if the vehicle ends up selling well and sticks around for a few generations. I love the Wrangler, but hey, sometimes the king's got to get knocked down a few pegs. Oh, and you know what? Maybe the competition will help drop the prices of the Wrangler a bit, because let's face it, who's got $50,000 to spend on a Wrangler Rubicon? Not me. So anyways, check that stuff out on autoblog.com. And also, before we go, why don't you go check out Rivian's website, R-I-V-I-A-N, or their Instagram page, which is Rivian Official. Check it out, because they have this new blue that I am in love with right now. I'm just kind of geeking out over it. I wish I had the money to put down a down payment on that vehicle. I wish I had the money to pay for the vehicle, but a down payment on it would be nice, because then I might get a little fancy picture in the mail or something as a thank you for putting a down payment and investing in Rivian. But go check that out on Rivian's website, Rivian.com, or Rivian Official on Instagram. That's it for today. Thank you for tuning in. I will have another episode up very soon, and definitely go check out sketchbook_audio on Instagram, because I will have a link up there for the video review of this sexy French. I'll even tell you this, it's a crossover. But that's all I can tell you for right now. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you later.